The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for January 9th of 2026. In this week's episode of Michigan's premier progressive podcast, Michigan Progressive State Representative Emily Diefendorf said the following after I asked if cruelty is the ultimate point for the MAGA Republican Party.
Cruelty is certainly an acceptable strategy, an acceptable means to an end for the Republican Party at this point, at every level of government, whether it's the attack on and the shaming around empathy. Why should we care about other people? And the fact that that's even a question to the increased misogyny, to trying to shift women out of the workplace and disappear our neighbors off the street with efforts by ICE, and the enabling of all these things at different levels of government, even if it's the federal government that is empowering all these things and executing these things, the enabling that is done at every point in government, this all has to do with power.
Cruelty and dismissing or deriding or shaming empathy is one of the main planks for the MAGA Republican Party in its goal of obtaining complete power. And the shaming of empathy, as Representative Diefendorf mentioned, echoed the same insights Salon's Amanda Marcotte wrote about last month when she highlighted MAGA's attacks on empathy. She pointed out how Elon Musk told podcaster Joe Rogan last year that the fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy. Marcotte also illustrates how it's not just billionaire tech bros who benefit from big government contracts to get where they are who attack empathy, but it's also MAGA influencers, including women, who argue that true Christians are not empathetic people and that it's the progressives who exploited Christianity's writings to push what these MAGA influencers call toxic empathy. And this makes sense as you look and see just what they love the most about Dear Leader Trump. Is it how he levies wars on the working class through tariffs, the cutting of worker protections, or providing massive tax breaks for his people or his crowds or his friends? Maybe it is for some, but I'm guessing not for most. I think what they admire the most about Dear Leader is his lack of empathy for anything or anybody. It's why they laughed and celebrated when he mocked the deaths of Rob and Michelle Reiner last month. It's why they love that he gleefully stands arm in arm with Netanyahu while Israel continues killing Palestinians during this so-called ceasefire. It's why they loved how he gaslit and mocked the death of Renee Good, the 37-year-old mother of three who was shot and killed in cold blood in Minneapolis by Dear Leader's ICE Gestapo. Now, I don't need to share the plethora of hateful, anti-American, pro-authoritarian federal government, white Christian nationalist hate speech surrounding the killing of an American citizen by the ICE Gestapo. You've seen all how they've rallied, mocked, and celebrated it. Which I do find strange because these same people claim to be pro-family, and yet they cheer their federal government's actions to execute a mother of three. Because to them, empathy and caring about others, even the undocumented, is weakness. Then these same people go to church on Sunday and listen to sermons about helping the less fortunate and how the first will be the last. Even before the killing of Renee Good, Dear Leader's ICE Gestapo was viewed negatively by the American people. A CNN poll showed last summer that a solid majority rejected spending more money on the ICE Gestapo by a 57-31% margin. And that's why Democrats must grow a spine and put ICE and the regime on the ballot by proposing how they'll draft legislation that'll prosecute those who order ICE to attack American citizens in our American streets, and that they will prosecute those who volunteered to be part of ICE's terror on American streets. Cruelty is the point, because when you get down to it, while empathy allows us the power to understand and help all of our fellow working-class Americans, cruelty forces us to reach for the sewer of humanity in which the working class fights amongst one another. Meanwhile, those inflicting the cruelty, the oligarch class, keep stabilizing and solidifying their power over the rest of us. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Take the battle to them.